Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Time.
minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Ten-0, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. For misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sex, Loki still a dear. And I still shake a bow squat. Ran for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broke is gold stock broker when a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Rossley.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you in to Wichita, Kansas, here from Riverfront Stadium, where the Rough Riders are set for game two of this three-game series, taking on the Wichita Wind Surge. The Wind Surge riding a five-game losing streak. The Rough Riders winners of two in a row and one after this break. The Rough Riders coming off of a win last night in which they used early offense, winning 8-5 to take home the first win out of the break. Game at number 89 tonight. 88 games behind us, 50 games in the regular season left to go. Should be an exciting matchup alongside Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. First for the visitors, the Rough Riders coming in. They go with a right-hander, and Emiliano Teodo, the Rangers' number 14-ranked prospect, takes the ball for the first time since tossing a pair of innings at the Futures game during the All-Star break. He's 5-2 with a 1.71 ERA through 14 starts this year. The 23-year-old from the Dominican Republic attacks with a three-pitch mix. It's a two-seam fastball slider changeup mix, heavily dominant on that slider. Across the season, he's been excellent. His one bad outing came here in this ballpark back on April 6th. He went 2 2/3 innings, the shortest outing of the season for him to this point, allowing four earned runs on four hits, three walks with two strikeouts. Those two strikeouts also a season-low number. But for Emiliano, his ERA has plummeted ever since that first outing. Left that outing with a 13.5 ERA. It's now down to 1.71. And a big strikeout guy, 89 strikeouts and 68 1/3 innings of work. He takes the ball against another impressive right-hander, Andrew Morris, who's 4-2 with a 1.14 ERA at the AA level. Overall on the season, he has been excellent. He went 3-1 with a 2.15 ERA in High A Cedar Rapids. That came across seven starts. Still just 22 years old, originally from New York. Attended college at Texas Tech, and then was selected in 2022 in the fourth round by the Minnesota Twins, number 114 overall. He gets the ball, continuing to roll for the Wind Surge, but he's coming off of a start, which was his worst one, but didn't impact his ERA really at all, because he went an inning of work, allowing five runs. All five of them were unearned, coming on three errors in that opening frame his last time out. That was on Sunday, just 6 days ago, so he's back to work here today. Pair of right-handers going against each other with quite the resume. A 1.71 ERA for the Rough Riders right-hander and Emiliano Teodo. A 1.14 ERA for Andrew Morris going for Wichita. Should be a lot of fun. We'll step aside here on the pregame show. When we come back, you'll get part two of a two-part interview with Rough Riders athletic trainer Neil Ori.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got part one of a two-part interview with Rough Riders athletic trainer Neil Ori. We'll go ahead and dive into part two right now. Has it always been baseball for you that the passion lies for the athletic training side?
Yes. I mean, I started in football. I did some internships in the NFL, and obviously got in clinical experiences, got a lot of experience with other sports, which I think is huge. And I tell all my interns and people I come across, it's like, get variety, like get broaden your horizons, figure out what makes like works for you, what you love. And if it is baseball or whatever you come back to, then so be it. But you also learn other things there that you never see in baseball, but somehow randomly you'll see it 1 year in baseball and you're like, I know how to do it because I worked gymnastics or I worked horseback riding or something along those lines. So it's just great to get different experiences. But yeah, baseball, because I played baseball growing up, baseball just came naturally to me. I enjoyed my time in football. It's a different beast. But it's just, you know, the baseball locker room, the clubhouse, being around all these guys, it comes naturally to me. So it was definitely something I wanted to get back to. And I just love the game in general. So being around the game just is, like, don't get me wrong, I'm American. I grew up watching football. I, you know, played football in high school. So I enjoyed it. But baseball is, you know, my first love. So it was always like, someday you'll get back. Football just happened to be into the professional aspect, and then transfer over to baseball when I could.
Awesome. Chatting with Rough Riders athletic trainer Neil Ori here on the pregame show. And Neil, you mentioned being in the Dominican. What was that experience like for you?
Whenever I get asked this question, I always give a snicker, and I was like, it's a great experience. I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's a different experience for sure. It's not for the faint of heart. It's definitely something that was that tested you, and but a lot of those things I grew from. And I when I originally applied for a position in the Rangers org, I applied for the rookie level position in Arizona, and I didn't get it. And they asked me if I wanted to go to the Dominican instead, and if I would do it all over again, I would just interview for the Dominican position, because I almost think that made me who I am today as a person, as a professional. And I think I tell all our bosses, I think everyone should almost be required to work in the Dominican for a year, a good chunk of time. Just like the experience you get with it down there, like working with a lot of these Latin players, like they gain an appreciation because now you understand where they come from. And now I can understand like why they act a certain way. They're not doing it because they're being rude or something, like that's just their culture. So I understand their culture. I understand what kind of like food they like, or you know, and how you can tailor certain things to just their lifestyle and how it works. So and you gain an appreciation and respect, I think, for your life here in the United States and everything, just from what you see on a daily basis. But you gain an appreciation for like how hard they work and where they come from and why they do certain things, or why they want to you know, give back to their family back home. So I loved it. It was a great experience. I tell them I'll go back. I want to go back for, you know, maybe, you know, 1, 2, 3 weeks at a time. I love being here in the affiliates, but I do love going back in the off season and just like seeing all the people at the complex down there. You become close with them, especially when I was down there. I was in there still kind of at the back end of COVID there, and we weren't really allowed to leave the complex, so came pretty close. And actually, it's how I became pretty close with a lot of the staff I was with down there, because we just essentially lived together and stayed up until 9 p.m. in the coach's office because you couldn't go anywhere else, and you were talking, and you know, you gained a lot of good relationships down there. But yeah, it was a great experience and something I'll never trade for the world, and helped me a lot here, you know, talking to these guys. I learned Spanish, I didn't know any, so it was invaluable, and I loved it. I highly recommend it to anybody who ever gets into baseball in any capacity.
Love it. Neil, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That's Rough Riders trainer Neil Ori here on the pregame show. We'll step aside, but when we come back, we'll get to the starting lineups as the Rough Riders take on the Wind Surge.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday, home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com. or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas, alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Mailey with you. The Rough Riders go for the series win here in this three-game set on the road here in Wichita. Mentioned 88 games behind us and even 50 to go in the regular season. The Rough Riders already punched their ticket to the postseason, so they'll get a few extra games at least. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups today. Andrew Morris, the right-hander on the hill, will take on the Rough Riders lineup managed by Carlos Cardoza as follows. It's Alejandro Osuna, the right fielder, leading things off for Frisco. Behind him, the designated hitter, Liam Hicks. Batting third is the third baseman, Cody Freeman. In the cleanup spot, Abimelech Ortiz. He'll play first base. Max Acosta stays at shortstop. He'll bat fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder, Aaron Zavala. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Caber Rodriguez. And a pair of new additions at the bottom of the card for Cardoza's Rough Riders. It's the catcher, Cooper Johnson, batting eighth, followed by the center fielder, Daniel Mateo, in that ninth spot. Again, for Frisco, it is Osuna, Hicks, Freeman, Ortiz, Acosta, Zavala, Rodriguez, Johnson, and Mateo. For the home team tonight, the Wind Surge looking to pull even at one game apiece in this three-game set. The Wind Surge go as follows. Luke Kieschel, the designated hitter, leading things off yet again. Jake Rucker behind him, the second baseman, batting second. The right fielder, Carson McCusker, bats third. Jefferson Morales, who had a big night last night in the cleanup spot and playing left field. The third baseman, Tanner Schobel, will bat fifth. Behind him is the catcher, Andrew Cassetti, in the sixth spot. Batting seventh is the center fielder, Ben Ross. Tyler Fenko plays first base and bats eighth. And rounding things out for Wichita's Jarrell Ortega, the shortstop. Again, for Wichita, it is Kieschel, Rucker, McCusker, Morales, Schobel, Cassetti, Ross, Fedko, and Ortega. Should be a lot of fun here in this matchup between two right-handers that have great stuff and numbers to back it up. The Riders out in front of the series, one game to nothing after an 8-5 win last night. We're just a couple of minutes away from first pitch. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for A Night About Nothing, featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Goal!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On an overcast but pleasant day in Wichita, Kansas, the Frisco Rough Riders and Wichita Wind Surge meet for Game 2 of this three-game series. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you to Riverfront Stadium on the bank of the Arkansas River. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you. Yesterday, the Rough Riders held on late an 8-5 victory over the Wind Surge in Game 1 of this series. And the Rough Riders continue to dominate Wichita. They're now 3-1 against them this season. And Wichita has now lost 5 in a row and 10 of their last 11. The Rough Riders are swinging hot sticks right now, 3-1 in their last 4 games. It's Alejandro Osuna who leads it off for the Rough Riders. And boy, do we have a good pitching matchup today. Andrew Morris, the number 17 prospect for the Twins organization, on the mound. He has a 1.14 ERA so far here at the AA level through 8 appearances and 7 starts. Emiliano Teodo goes on the other side for the Rough Riders. Osuna in from the left side. The right-hander Morris is ready to go. And he deals in the game's first pitch. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-1, and we're underway at 6:07 in the p.m., just 2 minutes starting. 82 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Cloud cover up above. And 7-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right. The pitch. Last foul out of play down the left side. It's quickly 0-2 on Osuna, who went 0-4 in the opener with a walk and a run scored. Osuna has been fantastic at setting the table this season for the Rough Riders. Here's the look in by Morris, and he delivers home. And misses high of the zone, and it's now 1-2. This season, in the first inning, Osuna is 5-for-12 with the Rough Riders, hitting .417 with an over 1,100 OPS. 1-2. Down in the dirt, skips away from Cassetti, the catcher, and upon appeal, Osuna didn't go on a check swing. It's 2-2 on the Riders' leadoff man. Andrew Morris has been fantastic. 4-2 here at the AA level with Wichita after starting the season with high A Cedar Rapids. He looks in for his sign. He deals home. In the air, foul down the left field line. It's 2-2 still on Osuna. 39 of the third innings. 39 strikeouts for the right-hander. Opponents hitting a measly .207 off of him. He's been great at both the high A and here the double A level. The 2-2 has hit foul on a line down the first base side this time. And it's still 2-2. And Morris is trying to rebound from what was a really tough start his last time out, allowing 5 unearned runs in the first inning in Springfield. He brings it in. Breaking ball, misses down in the dirt. Osuna checked his swing again, and it's full at 3-2. This will be the 8th pitch coming in the plate appearance to Osuna. Essentially, in that start, he had to get 6 outs, though. There were 3 outs or 3 errors committed behind him in that inning, threw over 30 pitches and had to be removed after just the 1 frame. 3-2, that shuttles high, ball 4, and Osuna works a walk here in the first inning to lead it off. Well, the Rough Riders, just like yesterday, get their leadoff man aboard with a walk. Alejandro Osuna at first, and here's Liam Hicks, who has owned Wichita this year. He's 7-for-13 against them head-to-head on the season. 1-for-4, the double yesterday and a walk. Whole side shift on the infield. And the initial offering home from Morris. Fastball over the heart of the plate, a strike, and it's 0-1. We're expecting some very light showers throughout the ballgame today. And actually, just as we say that, some light rain starts to fall, and the wind blowing in from right field picks up a little bit. The pitch, that's down and in, and it's 1-1. We're feeling a little moisture blowing into the broadcast booth here. It was a perfect day. It was 70 degrees when we woke up this morning. The sun was shining, not very much humidity. Rained overnight. The throw goes over to first. Osuna back in on his feet, but starting to see some rain here.
Yeah, and Zach, this supposedly is going to blow through pretty quick. It looks like it's going to go away for a while, and then around midnight it'll start to rain again. There's a little bit of a chance again tomorrow. right around first pitch.
Offering in, and Hicks takes low. It's 2-1. Hopefully we aren't still playing at midnight.
Hopefully not.
Riders and Wind Surge will play the finale of this three-game series tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Two balls and one strike to Hicks. The pitch. He swings and drills it into right center field. Ross on the run into the alley coming in. He reaches out, and it's past him into right center. Osuna hot-footing it around second. Hicks into second base. Osuna stops at third, and the Rough Riders have him at second and third with nobody out after the double from Liam Hicks. With the wind really started blowing in hard, and Ross thought he had a beat on it going in and into right center field from his center field position. Reached down at the last moment, and it just was below his blonde glove and bounced past him. Carson McCusker backed him up from right field. A Liam Hicks double makes it to the Rough Riders. Have two in scoring position now for Cody Freeman. Freeman, an RBI single in the first inning yesterday, and the infield is in for the Wind Surge. First pitch. Just away, missing with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Today, the Wind Surge playing as the Malmo Oat Milkers as the alternate identity. Rough Riders going in their road gray tops and bottoms and red double R ball cap. 1-0 pitch. Just a hair outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. And Morris, who has been phenomenal with his command this year, is struggling just a little bit with it in the first inning. Already one walk, and then has gone at least two balls to every batter. He deals. Fouled back. Back in the count at 2-1. Freeman, the leading hitter on this club, hitting .276. Most home runs with 10. Second in RBIs with 45. Just to Josh Hatcher, who has the day off today. He had a three-run homer yesterday to bump his RBI total up to 49. Slight rain continues to fall. This will be the 16th pitch already for Morris in the first inning, and he hasn't recorded an out. Infield remains in. He tucks the glove to his left hip, has his sign and sets. And the 2-1 pitch on the way. A high pop-up in the infield right side. Foul ground. Cassetti back to the warning track, and he watched it leak into the stands. Two balls and two strikes on Freeman, and boy, did the wind just take a hold of that ball and carrying it into the stands, not only into the stands, but about 12 rows deep.
Yeah, sometimes as a defender, you got to play the wind a bit. This one's a bit tough to predict. You mentioned blowing in from right as it is right now. We've seen it swirl out from left to right. It's kind of moving around at the moment.
It's that stormy wind here in Wichita. The 2-2 pitch on the way. There's a fly ball into right field, down the line. McCusker on the run into foul ground. A lot of room out there. He reaches out, makes the catch. Osuna tags and bluffs towards home. McCusker, a strong throw to the plate, keeps him right there. And Cody Freeman fouls out down the right field line for the first out of this first inning. That brings Abimelech Ortiz to the plate.
And the wind nearly took that one into foul territory, out of play. Past where McCusker could reach, but he ranged over and was able to make the play well in foul ground. But that ball just started right up the line and kept pushing right.
It's going to be tough to get it out to right field with these wind conditions right now. Here's Abby Ortiz in the first pitch. That's just inside. One ball and no strikes. Ortiz riding a five-game hitting streak, tying his season long. And he has been swinging the bat very well for the Rough Riders as of late. It's not as much slug as you'd like to see, but a lot of singles. The pitch. And he takes a strike on the inside corner. One ball and one strike. Ortiz over his last 16 games hitting .360. And you can talk about all the positives with the batting average. The pitch. That's down and in. Two balls and one strike. But just by watching his at-bats, he has been much, much better. The biggest thing over those last 16 games, Luke, 9 strikeouts to 10 walks during that stretch.
Unreal patience. We've seen more professional at-bats from the left-handed slugger.
Not chasing as well. 2-1. He fouls it straight back, 2-2. Riders trying to get on the board first in this first inning. Hicks at second. Asuna at third base. To introduce you to the defense behind Morris today, who has seen that pitch count climb to 20 already. It's Jefferson Morales in left, Ben Ross in center, Carson McCusker in right. 2-2 offering on the way to Ortiz. He swings, chops it foul off his own foot into fair territory up the first base line. Still 2-2. Tanner Schoble at third, Jarell Ortega the shortstop, Jake Rucker at first, and Kyler Fedko at first base. They're all in still. Andrew Cassetti is the catcher today. Morris readies, and he brings it in. Swinging a ground ball, foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. This is almost a repeat of his last outing on Sunday, in which he threw 36 pitches in the first inning and couldn't get out of the first, or past the first, I should say. He got out of the inning, but didn't come back out for the second. Two balls and two strikes on Ortiz. Stretch by the right-hander. And he brings it in. Ortiz bounces it foul up the first baseline off the facing of the Riders' dugout. Still 2-2. A long first inning. Riders hoping it will be fruitful. 2-2 on the way. Chopped slowly past the mound, out to second. Rucker's got it, only play to first. He throws out Ortiz. That brings Osuna in from third, and the Riders lead 1-0. Really good at-bat for Abimelech Ortiz, hitting it soft enough to drive in the run. Liam Hicks on the play down to third base, and the Riders, just like yesterday, take a 1-0 lead in the first inning. Smart baseball from Abimelech Ortiz. Not necessarily that he wanted to hit that softly, but a good at-bat, fouling off a bunch of pitches. So here's Max Acosta now. First pitch, low, and it's one ball and no strikes. For Andrew Morris, it's a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup mix. The four-pitch arsenal for the right-hander. He has been fantastic this year at the AA level so far. He offers in and misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes. He allowed two runs over 5 1/3 innings in his first career AA start. Since that, over his last seven games, he's 4-1 with a 0.79 ERA. 2-0. Acosta swings, chops it out to short. Ortega vacuums it in, and the shortstop throws out the Rough Riders shortstop for the final out of this first inning. Rough Riders get a run, though. It comes on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom one coming up next. The Rough Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Go,
Here we go into the bottom of the first inning. The Rough Riders with a 1-0 lead over the Wichita Wind Surge. It's Emiliano Teodo on the mound for the Rough Riders. Luke Kieschel in from the right side, and here's the Fireballers' first pitch. Inside 1-0. Kieschel, the designated hitter, 1-for-4 yesterday, faces off against Teodo for the first time in his career. And what can you say about Emiliano Teodo that hasn't already been said? He readies and brings it. It's in the air out to center field. Mateo started back, now coming in with the wind. Still coming. Rodriguez, the second baseman there. He makes the catch. Bails out Mateo. So a pop out to shortstop. Or excuse me, to second base. And with one out in the first inning, Jake Rucker stands in. 1-0 Rough Riders. Rucker tied for second in the Texas League with 84 hits, riding a 9-game hitting streak coming into this one. Teodo, the number 14 prospect in the Rangers system, kicks in. There's a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Teodo, fresh off his Futures game start last Saturday, missing his last Rough Riders start. He readies from the stretch in the 0-1. Fastball drilled in a deep left field, sending Zavala back. He's at the wall. It's off the facing of the wall. And Rucker rounds into second base. He eases in there with a double. Well, this is the site of the only bad start of the season for Emiliano Teodo. His first start of the season, he allowed 4 runs over 2 2/3 innings here, and since then, he has a 1-2-3 ERA. And gives up a double there. He allowed 2 doubles in that start, and since then, before that double, he had allowed 4 extra base hits in his last 13 games. And now he faces Carson McCusker. And last one on the fastball. He brings it home. Slider, just inside, 1-0. Teodo, in that Futures game start last Saturday, became the first pitcher in Futures game history to throw 2 perfect innings. He did it on 14 pitches, too. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. At the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. He goes with a 3-pitch mix, sinker, slider, and changeup. Opponents hitting 263 off that sinker. Just 0-56 off the slider and 273 off the changeup. 1-1 pitch. Just below the zone, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. He has been fantastic for the Rough Riders all season long, and he has continued to get better and better with his command. Best strikeout rate in the Texas League, though he has the third highest walk rate in the Texas League as well. He brings it home. Slider down in the dirt, skips away from Cooper Johnson off to his right, and it's a wild pitch to move Rucker up to third. 3 balls and 1 strike on McCusker. This is the combination that we've seen most often with Teodo on the mound, with Cooper Johnson being his battery mate. 15th start for him, and Johnson has now caught him in 12 of those starts. These two combined have a 1.89 ERA with this pairing. 3-1 pitch, infield creeps in. It's inside for ball 4, and they're cornered with one out in the first inning. That brings Jefferson Morales to the plate, and all he did yesterday was finish a home run shy of the cycle. A single, double, and a triple, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. No runners on the corners. Just one out here in the top, making the bottom half of the first inning. 1-0 Rough Riders leading. Pitch to Morales. Slider is swinging a miss. It's 0-1. Nasty pitch from Teodo. He stands 6'1", 165 pounds, the 23-year-old out of Barahona in the Dominican Republic. Teodo readies from the stretch, and he fires in the 0-1. Fouled straight back. It's quickly no balls and 2 strikes on Morales. Defense behind Teodo today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Daniel Mateo in center, and Alejandro Osuna in right. Cody Freeman has third, Max Acosta at shortstop. Keber Rodriguez is the Rough Riders' second baseman today, with Abimelech Ortiz at first. And Cooper Johnson behind the plate. 0-2. chopped off the plate, fair territory. Teoto's got it, throws home, not in time. Wow. A Baltimore chop skied up in the air. Teoto was just waiting for it to come out of the sky. He jumped up to try and meet it, and then when he transferred and threw home, it wasn't in time to get Rucker, who slid headfirst across home plate and beat the tag from Cooper Johnson. It's tied at one here in the first.
Yeah, that's a fantastic effort by Teoto. A really athletic play, leaping up to catch that high chop. But he's going to set his feet and turn and throw to first. By the time that that ball got down to him, it was not much of a play at the plate.
They go fielder's choice RBI for Morales. A rare hit with two strikes, especially on an 0-2 count. Here's Tanner Schobel, the pitch. That dips low on the changeup, a check swing. He didn't go.
When you get that kind of contact, it's a rare hit as well.
No
doubt. Emiliano Teoto can't be too irritated with that. Sometimes that's just how baseball rolls.
Yeah, he was giving up just a 115 average with two strikes this year. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's one ball and one strike. So we're tied at one, and after this billing of an incredible pitching matchup between two pitchers with sub-2 ERAs, both teams have a run in the first inning. Of course, that's how it works. Teoto ready as he brings it in. Fastball down and in. Two balls and one strike. Still not out of the woods either with one out and runners at first and second in this first inning. Teoto looks in for his sign. He's got it. He fires. Down in the dirt. Skips away from Johnson. Both runners go. Johnson fires down to second, and they got him. Heads-up play by Cooper Johnson as Jefferson Morales got a late start down to second base. And Johnson threw down to second instead of to third and got the out there. There are two away. That's 2-4 on the putout.
It's a great job by Cooper Johnson there. Tough ball to handle. You watch it get away from you, but you stick in the play and end up getting a big out.
Offering in is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 3-2. And now a runner at third on the second wild pitch of the inning for Emiliano Teoto. He came in with 6 wild pitches this season. Payoff in. Chop foul into the wind surge dugout on the left side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Schobel 1-for-4 day with an RBI yesterday, and the Riders 8-5 win. Payoff home. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider off the outside corner in the dirt. Cooper Johnson able to pick it, and Schobel won't even bother going down to first base. Strikeout for Teoto, and he allows a run in the first, but picks up his first strikeout as well. We're tied at one to the top of the second here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new Power Shift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with Power Shift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're tied at one into the top of the second inning from Riverfront Stadium. Happy to have you along on what is a beautiful night for baseball after the rain has gone. A little bit windy, but nonetheless, starting to see the sun poke out from behind the clouds, and the rain has passed over, just as weatherman Luke predicted. Andrew Morris back to work against the Rough Riders in the second after allowing a run on an RBI groundout from Abimelech Ortiz in the first. He faces Aaron Zavala here in the first pitch. That's at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Aaron Zavala, Caber Rodriguez, Cooper Johnson, the 3-2 up. It's 6-7 and 8 in the Riders' order. 0-1. Curveball grounded up the first baseline. A fair ball. Fedko's got it. Races to the bag. And he beats Zavala. 3 unassisted to start off the second inning. One away for Caber Rodriguez. Morris threw 28 pitches in that first. He's looking for a bounce back frame. Rodriguez walked 3 times yesterday. Also picked up a base hit. Went 1-for-2. First offering bounces in. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Tied at 1 here in the top of the second. Morris Reddy's working from the stretch all the time. He deals. Fits on the inside corner. A strike. It's 1-1. Morris originally drafted in the 4th round in 2022 by the Twins out of Texas Tech. Same round the Rangers took Brock Porter. 1-1 is on the outside corner. A strike, and it's 1-2. Morris was born in Manhattan, New York, and grew up in Boulder, Colorado, going to high school out there, and ended up committing to Colorado Mesa University, a D2 program, and helped pitch them to the D2 championship game his freshman year, spending ultimately 2 years there. He deals home. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball. He strikes out Rodriguez. 2 down in the first strikeout for Morris. Cooper Johnson makes his way to the plate. Tied at 1 between the Riders and the Windsor. Morris, after the 2 years at Colorado Mesa, transferred to Texas Tech and immediately became their Friday night starter. He rocks home. There's a hard shot right to the shortstop, Ortega, who picks it off to his left hip. And Johnson hit it hard, but ends up as out number 3 in this second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 1-1 ball game to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
At the bottom of the second inning, Emiliano Teodo looking for a bounce-back frame after allowing a run in the first. We're tied at 1 between the Rough Riders and the Windsor. Andrew Cassetti, the catcher, leads it off. 6-7 and 8 due up for Wichita. Teodo readies. From the stretch, he kicks home. That's low, missing with a changeup. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Teodo threw 19 pitches in the first inning. He readies once again from the stretch and kicks in. On the outside corner, a strike, 1-1. Teodo has been phenomenal. The run that he allowed in the first was just his second run he's allowed in either of the first two innings all season. 1-1. Fouled back, and it's 1-2 on Cassetti. All over the leaderboards in the Texas League. First in ERA is 1.71 ERA this season. Is good enough for 7th in all minor league baseball. First in FIP, which is field independent pitching. He deals home. Check swing just off the outside corner. And appeal, and he didn't go. 2-2. Second in batting average against. First in strikeout rate. 5th in ground ball rate. First in swinging strike rate. 2-2. It's low off the outside corner. We're full at 3-2. What he does just about as well as anybody, though, is get swing and miss. Something that's called whiff rate, the percentage of times that opponents swing and miss on his pitches. 3-2. Chopped on the ground, foul up the third baseline. It's still 3-2. He's getting a swing and miss on 39% of his pitches this year. And it sounds really good, but just to put it in perspective for you, for starting pitchers, if that was in the major leagues, it would be the best in all of Major League Baseball. 3-2. Chopped out to short. Acosta to his right in the hole. He's got it. Crow hops, throws low onto first, but Acosta, it gets an assist on the opposite side of the diamond. Ortiz picking it out of the dirt. There's one away. Ben Ross climbs in now. Tied at 1 in the bottom of the second. Cole Reagans has the highest swing and miss rate among starters this year in Major League Baseball. Former Rough Rider, by the way, in case you didn't know. 33% swing and miss, and Teodo has a 6% higher swing and miss rate than Cole Reagans does. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss on the changeup, it's 0-1. Not saying that he'd have that same kind of success in the major leagues, just putting in perspective how amazing he has been. In addition to that, his chase rate, meaning as the offering comes home, it's flying into center field. Mateo comes in on it. He plants his feet in straight away center field and makes the catch. There are two outs now in the second. His chase rate, which is swing and miss outside of the zone, would place second in all of Major League Baseball at 30%, just behind Chris Sale. You can go individually down a ton of statistical rabbit holes and tell you how good that Emiliano Teodo has been this season, but bottom line is he's been the best in the Texas League and one of the best in all of minor league baseball this year. Offering home. That's on the inside corner, a strike to Kyler Fedko, and it's 0-1. Fedko, the first baseman. Tied at 1 in the bottom of the second inning from Wichita. Teodo readies and brings it. That's low and outside of the dirt, and it's 1-1. Teodo trying to continue to get better. There were some media members who came out and talked to him before his start in the Futures game. He readies in the 1-1. Just outside with a slider, and it's 2-1. And the question was posed, do you feel like you should be in AAA right now with how you've thrown? And he didn't even hesitate. He said, no, this is where I want to be because I'm getting better every day. He pitches. There's a pop-up back behind home. Johnson lost it. And it doesn't matter. It's well out of play up onto the roof above us. And it's 2-2. He is learning a ton from pitching coach John Goble. Those two have a great relationship, and he's been a pleasure to watch throughout this season. 2-2. Offering into Fedko. Down in the dirt. Missed with a changeup, and he frustratingly pounds his chest, saying, come on, gotta plant that. Shaking his head in disapproval, he climbs back up onto the rubber, towing it from the first base side. 3-2 pitch on the way. Chopped foul on the ground back behind home, and it's still 3-2. Teodo threw those 19 pitches in the first inning. lot more here in the second as well. The pitch. And Simmers low with the changeup. So he walks Fedko. Two-out walk, his second walk today. Jarrell Ortega, the shortstop, stands in now. Ortega went 0-for-4 with a couple strikeouts yesterday. Well, I've already seen 3 combined walks in this game today. We saw 15 combined walks yesterday between these two teams. Riders walking 8. Winsert 7. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Clips the inner edge of strike. It's 0-1. It's the sinker from Teodo. Ortega having a rough season, hitting just 193. He's the 9-hole hitter today. Teodo brings it. That's flied into shallow left center field. Acosta going back to shortstop. Calls everyone off. And he's under it to make the grab. So Teodo allows a walk in the second, but nothing in against him. And we remain tied at 1. We go to the top of the third inning next. Luke is on the play-by-play. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills she can't front, her parents paid it.
We welcome you back to Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. The rain has come and gone. The clouds started to clear out. Blue skies, partly cloudy. As Daniel Mateo digs in. Mateo at the bottom of the card for the Rough Riders. The final man to face Andrew Morris for the first time today. Rough Riders went down quietly on 7 pitches in the top of the second after making him work 28 pitches in the first. And the first offering, a fastball, misses upstairs and all the way to the backstop. Mateo in control, 1-0. For Daniel Mateo, he went 1-for-2 in his last appearance on Sunday against their Royals affiliate, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, as he waves and misses on a fastball middle-middle. Evens things at 1-1. He's attempting to notch hits in back-to-back games for the first time since May 28th and 29th. That came against San Antonio. Pitch home, a breaking ball, and Mateo leaked down on his front foot. Came up empty on the offering. Morris ahead, a ball and 2 strikes. Andrew Morris, an interesting story, originally from New York. As the right-hander comes set at the belt, he lifts and fires, and he blows a fastball by Mateo, and he's down on strikes. Second strikeout for Andrew Morris, and 1 gone here in the top of the third. That brings up Alejandro Osuna at the top of the lineup for the Rough Riders. But Andrew Morris, originally from New York, calls hometown Boulder, Colorado, got his start in college baseball near that area. Osuna takes a called ball and inside. went to Monarch High School in Boulder. Right-hander rocks and fires. Osuna fights it off, back off the netting, and that evens things at 1-1. And then signed to play college baseball at Colorado Mesa, where he spent two seasons working his way to a 3.23 ERA. He earned Freshman of the Year honors, as well as the Conference Pitcher of the Year. Right-hander fires, and Osuna again fouls it off to the left side, out of play. Ball and two strikes. And later was named a second-team Division II All-American. Following his second season there, he transferred to be a Texas Tech Red Raider. Pitch home, Osuna takes, and it misses just a bit inside, even at two balls and two strikes. Where at Texas Tech, he became the 18th highest draft pick in Texas Tech baseball history. Pitch home, and that one called strike three on the edge, and Osuna can't believe it. Back-to-back strikeouts for Andrew Morris. He sat down three of the last four batters he's faced via the strikeout. The Rough Riders jumped on him early, working a walk and then a double by Liam Hicks, who digs in now. But ever since then, it's been sitting down the order. Pitch on the outer edge, called a strike. Hicks batting from the left side, the DH after catching last night. Second look at Andrew Morris. Pitch home, and it's tapped softly on the ground out toward second base. Rucker has it, fires to first. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Andrew Morris after giving up a run in the opening frame. The Riders down quietly. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the last of the third inning. Locked at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter. We listen to the Riders of Baseball.
Luke Kuechel brings his five-game hitting streak into the right-handed batter's box against the right-hander Emiliano Teodo in the bottom of the third. First offering on its way, and it misses inside. And the right-handed hitting, Luke Kuechel. Kuechel 0-for-1 today, but over his last six games, now 10-for-21, a .476 average. Began the year at high A and has worked his way here to Wichita as he takes down in the dirt for ball two. Getting his second look at Teodo here in this one. The two were teammates at the Futures game during the All-Star break last week. Pitch home. Runs outside. It's quickly three balls and no strikes. Kuechel's first trip up popped out to Caber Rodriguez at second base. Kuechel, an interesting story. A guy that wasn't heavily recruited out of high school. Elected to stay near his hometown. Pitch home. One called a strike at the top of the zone. 3-1. Advantage to Luke Kuechel. He stayed about 2 hours north of his hometown. played his first couple of seasons with the San Francisco Dons as he chops one out towards shortstop. Acosta charging in, has it, fires to first, and it's under Ortiz's glove. Abimelech Ortiz trying to dig it out. That's the second throw today that Acosta has delivered low, and Ortiz would likely tell you he should have that one. Short hop, and he just wasn't able to hang on. It trickled into foul ground, and so Kischel is aboard on the errant throw.
I'm not sure if that ball didn't hit the ground at all. Yeah, it never hit the ground. Ortiz just missed it off the edge of his glove.
Yeah, it was down there, but it didn't look like it found any of the infielder. Tough play. And they misses down and away.
They marked the error on Acosta. That should be on Ortiz.
Yeah, it definitely had me fooled. Like it was in the dirt there. Jake Rucker had a ball and no strikes. With Kischel on after the error. Teodo kicks over to first. And Kischel not fooled. Back in safely on a dive. Jake Rucker doubled and then came around to score the lone run for Wichita here in this one. Locked at one apiece, both those runs coming in the first inning for each team. Now here in the bottom of the third, he taps one foul on the left side. One run on one hit for each team, and Jake Rucker's double is that lone hit against Teodo. Narrowly missed the third homer of the season against Emiliano Teodo. Just two homers allowed entering tonight through 68 and a third innings of work for the right-hander. He's done a great job minimizing hard contact as he comes home, and this one hit in the air out towards right center field. Charging in goes Mateo and Osuna, and it's Osuna, the right fielder, who takes charge, and he's there to haul in the first out of the frame. Fly out to right field by Jake Rucker. And in steps Carson McCusker, who leads the win search. Nine home runs. He's actually tied in that category with Aaron Sabato. But his 824 OPS is good for first on the team and fourth in the Texas League. He takes up some space, listed at 6'8", 250 pounds. First offering from Teodo glides across the outer edge to the righty. Called a strike, 0-1. McCusker worked a walk his last time up, but then was stranded at third base. Kischel runs the pitch downstairs, and Johnson couldn't get a grip on it. It's a stolen bag for Luke Kischel, his sixth of the year. The double play no longer in order.
It's only the second steal against these two as a battery in six attempts. They've been really good at holding base runners.
Yeah, the combination of Johnson, who's quick behind the plate, as well as Teodo, who's quick coming to the plate to release the baseball, and it doesn't hurt when you throw 100. Johnson backpicks on the pitch downstairs, and Kischel not fooled. He's back in safely. Took his secondary on the pitch and then had to go diving back in.
That almost feels like Johnson, I couldn't get a grip on the last one. I'm going to throw down just to show that I still got it.
Just to let you know that I'm paying attention and I still have that right arm attached.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It certainly is. The 2-1 misses downstairs. 3-1 advantage for the tall right fielder in Carson McCusker. Jefferson Morales, who drove in the first run of the ball game for Wichita, stands on deck in the cleanup spot. Teodo set at the belt. High leg kick and the pitch home. Misses downstairs. And it's ball four. Teodo's now issued a walk in each frame to this point. That'll prompt a conversation with John Goebel, the Rough Riders pitching coach, who comes trotting out of the first base dugout. The entirety of the Rough Riders infield joins them on top of the hill. Teodo hasn't had his best control today. As Zach mentioned, relatively high walk rate, third in the Texas League. A walk there is 37th of the year. With one strikeout today, he reached number 90 on the season, but we've seen Teodo so often come out and just cruise, and it hasn't quite been that today for him. He's faced at least four batters in every inning to this point. the fourth being Jefferson Morales, who's due up after this mound visit. He'll have first and second with one away. And that runner at second base and Luke Kieschel reached via an E6. That was a low throw from Acosta, but one that Ortiz likely should have had. Right-hander ready to go against the right-handed hitting left fielder Morales. Open stance and the pitch home, tapped softly on the left side, and it trickles into foul territory. Morales entered today one of four players with a .300 average or higher in the Texas League, but his fielder's choice that drove home a run in that first inning dropped him down to .298, so no longer part of that group, but still fourth in the league in batting average. He's also eighth in OPS. Wide open stance, he wiggles the bat over his right shoulder. Tejedo, a high leg kick, and the pitch home is fouled back to the screen. Not sure exactly what John Goebel said to his right-hander, but whatever it was, it worked, as Tejedo now ahead, nothing in two.
He usually tends to know exactly how to get, especially Emiliano Tejedo, back on track, but really this whole pitching staff.
Certainly so. John Goebel's starters and his bullpen have been tremendous this year. And it all starts with this guy on the mound right now, Tejedo, who's the ERA leader in the Texas League. He's ready with the 0-2, the pitch on its way, and it's down in the dirt for ball one. Not a bad 0-2 offering. He's ready with the 1-2, looks to second base. Kieschel standing, dancing around, and now the pitch inside, and he hit Jefferson Morales. Morales started his swing and then went to hold it up, and it caught him on that front elbow. The base is loaded here in the bottom of the third. Tejedo hopped ahead, nothing in two, and then missed downstairs. And the 1-2, he got him with a changeup. And it missed that front elbow, got the back forearm. Morales grimacing in pain, walking it off, and now he takes the long walk down to first base. The bases are loaded for Tanner Schobel, who struck out to end the first inning against Tejedo, and Emiliano would love a strikeout right here. Bases loaded in a tie to 1-1 ball game with one away here in the bottom of the third inning. Right-hander rocks in his first offering. Catches the outer edge, called a strike. Tejedo, after hitting Morales to load the bases, comes right back and finds the strike zone. He peers in, the pitch on its way, and he misses just a bit downstairs, even at a ball and a strike. Daniel Mateo, the center fielder, shadowed just slightly to left center field. The pitch misses outside. 2-1 advantage. The right-handed hitting Schobel. Schobel last night did drive in a run. He went 1-for-4 with a walk. Pitch home. Taken on the inner edge. Called a strike. And even at 2-2. Kieschel stands at 30. Reached to open this frame on an error. McCusker, who worked a walk, stands at second, and then Morales at first, who was just hit by a pitch. The 2-2 on its way. Swing and a miss. He got him. Emiliano Tejedo goes to the slider, and he picks up strikeout number two and a huge second out of this home half of the third. And here comes Andrew Cassetti, who led off the second with a ground ball to the shortstop, Maximo Acosta. Cassetti this year has struck out in 32% of his trips to the plate,
which leads the team as he rips this one to deep left, sending Zavala back, and it is off the top of the wall. Two runs in the third, pulling into third base. It's a two-run double for Andrew Cassetti. And the Wind Surge jump out in front, 3-1. Left a fastball over the heart of the plate, and Cassetti did miss it. A second double in three innings against Teodo. And seeing flashes of his first appearance here at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. That was his worst outing of the year. He went 2 2/3. He's trying to pass that total with an out here as he misses outside to Ben Ross.
He allowed four runs in that outing. This is the first run, or first outing, I should say, that he's allowed three runs since April 6th here in Wichita. Something about these Wind Surge.
Something about the Wind Surge. That's exactly right. As the pitch home to Ross is tapped on the left side, a foul ball. And with those two runs coming in, Teodo's ERA now north of 2.203, which will certainly play. But he came in with a 1.71, and he'd seen his ERA drop in every outing except for one, where it went up just by 0.2. That came in early May. Pitch home. Ross started his swing, able to hold up. They appeal, and Trevor Patience, the umpire over at first base, says he didn't offer at it.
It's worth noting as well, both doubles that he's allowed in this game have been off the middle of the wall or the top of the wall in left field, nearly homers.
Certainly so, as this one spit on out of play up to the right side.
More than likely home runs in Frisco if we were playing there.
Yeah, exactly right. Teodo fortunate that that ball didn't get out. Cassetti narrowly missed the grand slam. Teodo's offering on its way. Foul ball on the left side. Couple of foul balls. The third of this at-bat. Teodo looking for his put-away pitch. He peers in. Runners at second and third. And he rocks home right before time called. Ben Ross granted it.
I don't know if time was called. Brandon Tipton never put up his hand. They count the pitch.
Are they going with 3-2? I didn't see a sign from Brandon Tipton. The pitch on its way. Bouncing ball left side. Foul ball. Went near the top of the bag. Well, foul. Brandon Tipton, the home plate umpire, came out and said foul ball. Now we'll get a conversation between the third base coach and Brandon Tipton. A short one. But Ben Ross didn't miss that by much. It looked like it went over the top of the bag. And the Wichita faithful and Riverfront Stadium letting Brandon Tipton know their thoughts on the call. Teodo lucks out on a foul ball. Three consecutive foul balls. Another 2-2 on its way, and it misses down and away. Ross works the count to full. First base open. Teodo a strike away of getting out of this third inning. Pitch home. Another foul ball on the left side. The fifth foul ball of this at-bat. That's something we haven't seen a ton of from Emiliano Teodo this year. Is usually, in a two-strike count, you see a lot of swings and misses. Ben Ross has been on it, just hasn't been able to keep it fair. Another payoff pitch. A bouncing ball right in front of the plate. Johnson jumps all over it, and the catcher fires to first. The inning comes to a close. But the Wind Surge strike for two runs. It comes on just one hit. No errors, rather one error, and they leave two stranded. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders two up. It's 3-1 win surge on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Maximo Acosta brings us back. He's two on third in this frame. It's Cody Freeman to face Andrew Morris for the second time. Freeman batting from the right side, and the first offering over the heart of the plate, called a strike. Andrew Morris issued a leadoff walk in the top of the first inning to Alejandro Osuna, and then a double by Liam Hicks. And he sat down nine consecutive ever since those first two batters as Freeman taps one foul off his front foot. Falls behind, nothing in two. Freeman went 1-for-3 last night, worked a pair of walks, scored a run, and drove in a run. Fouled out his first trip up, and he hits one high in the air, twisting foul down the left field line, and that'll work its way out of play.
Luke, some more bad news coming out of Arlington. It's 5-2 Baltimore in the top of the third inning already. Andrew Kisner with the two-run single to give the Rangers their only offense, but Max Scherzer chased after just two innings, allowing four runs on five hits.
That young Baltimore offense will do it to just about anybody. All right, he rocks and fires, and he misses downstairs. A ball and two strikes to Cody Freeman.
Yeah, they put up nine runs yesterday on the Rangers, and now that was on their horse, too, Nathan Eovaldi. And now four runs over two innings on Max Scherzer, and Jose Ureña is now taking over for the Rangers.
There you go. We'll see if they can claw back as Freeman misses outside, two balls and two strikes. He's worked the count to even.
The other thing is that the Rangers are chasing down the Astros and Mariners, and those two teams are playing each other in this series right now.
There you go. Pitch home. Hit well into deep center field. Ross trotting back. He's there in front of the warning track to make the grab. A loud out by Cody Freeman, but it's 10 in a row sat down by Andrew Morris. Brings up Abimelech Ortiz, who's responsible for the lone run driven in for the Rough Riders tonight. They grounded out to second base. That brought Alejandro Osuna down from third base. Left-hander digs in, and he shoots the first pitch foul out of play. Ortiz riding a five-game hitting streak, and as Zach mentioned, his longest of the season. Right-hander fires home, and this one tapped foul on the right side this time. And Ortiz behind, nothing in two. Picked up a pair of hits last night, including a double. Coming off of a series in which he hit an even 500 against the Royals-affiliated Northwest Arkansas Naturals. He certainly found his swing. The 0-2.
he takes upstairs for a ball one. And that's a pitch that earlier in the season, Abimelech Ortiz might have tried to do too much with. Instead, showing the maturity, he's laid off of it, one and two. And he's laid on a heater, down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Andrew Morris. Andrew Morris entering tonight came in with a sub-1 whip. It was 0.99, which would rank first in the Texas League if he was able to qualify. He's now over 40 innings of work in the Texas League. His first pitch to Max Acosta is called a strike. The 22-year-old opened the year at High A, where he was the opening day starter for Cedar Rapids. He worked four shutout frames as there's a line drive out to shortstop on one hop, gets by Ortega. See how they rule it. Likely a base hit. Max Acosta clubbed it on a line, and it hopped right in front of Jarrell Ortega, the shortstop. And he tried to take a knee and field it off to his left. Just barely got a piece of leather on it. And they do go with a base hit for Max Acosta, who's now 3-for-7 in the series. And the Riders have the tying run aboard here in the top of the fourth. Aaron Zavala takes a bit inside. Zavala's found a bit of his groove as of late. Went 1-for-5 yesterday. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out to first today. And a really nice series, hitting over 350 last week. As there's a called strike on the inner edge. Evens things at 1-1. Aaron Zavala earlier in the year, and really throughout his career, has been known not to chase all that much. Right-hander has a long pause, and he picks to first. Acosta back in safely on a dive. And early in the year, Aaron Zavala saw himself near the top in the walks category and was extremely patient at the plate. Pitch home, misses down in the dirt for ball two. And then he went on a bit of a stretch where he wasn't working those walks. He was finding himself behind in so many at-bats. Nothing in two, and it led to a lot of strikeouts. He's since found that groove, being patient. He watches one on the outer edge, just nicks the outer edge for a called strike. Even at 2-2 on the left-handed hitting Zavala. He's back in the top 10 in the Texas League in walks worked this year. 41 walks are exactly 10th coming into tonight. Morris ready with the 2-2. Set at the belt, the pitch home, and Zavala spoils it. Foul ball off above the third base dugout. Two and two the count. The right-hander on the hill, left-hander in the batter's box. Morris ready with Acosta at first base. Long pause, and he picks over there again. Acosta back in on a dive. Caber Rodriguez standing on deck. Should Aaron Zavala push the inning? 2-2 on its way. A chopper soft out towards second base. Rucker has it on a charge. He throws on the run in front of Aaron Zavala. And the top of the fourth is in the books. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded for the Rough Riders. We end the last of the fourth inning. Wichita still out in front of Frisco, 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Emiliano Teodo back out for the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 3-1 advantage for Wichita with two of those runs coming. In the last inning against Emiliano, they sent seven to the plate using a walk, a hit-by-pitch, and a two-run double. Score a pair of runs. The first offering to Kyler Fenko is called a strike. Teodo hasn't had his best stuff today, but what a story he's been. Entered today with a 1.71 ERA. Tops in the Texas League. Right-hander comes set and fires just a bit low. Evens things, a ball and a strike. Emiliano Teodo was signed in the Rangers' 2019 international class. And he was signed for just $10,000. Signing a bit late at 19 years old, which sounds young, but in the international period, see a lot of 16-year-olds getting signed as he delivers downstairs for ball two. So Teodo took his chance with the Rangers and has worked his way up to be their number 14-ranked prospect, and he's been fantastic this year as he kicks with the 2-1 and he misses a bit down and away. 3-1 advantage to Fetco. Got to start the Futures game last week in Arlington at Globe Life, home of the Rangers, as the pitch glides across the plate, called a strike. And Teodo brings the count to full at 3-2. And in that Futures game, he got the start. He was the first pitcher to go two innings of perfect baseball. He used just 14 pitches, 12 of those strikes, to set down all six batters he faced. Did pick up one strikeout. He rocks and deals. The payoff pitch runs outside, and it's a leadoff walk issued to Kyler Fenko. And now the nine-hole hitting Jarell Ortega will step in. For Emiliano, he earned a ton of praise, as that's going to be the end of his day. Adrian Beltre came out, the manager for the American League, a Rangers legend and a Hall of Famer. Following that game, was asked about Teodo, and he said, "El dinero no hace el jugador," which is a saying in the Dominican Republic, which means money doesn't make the player. So for Teodo, signing for just $10,000, look what he's done. Didn't have his best stuff today as he exits after the leadoff walk. We'll have a new arm on the hill. It appears to be Reed Burlingmeier who takes over for Teodo. We'll introduce him when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Reed Burlingmeier comes on to try to get through this fourth inning. Emiliano Teodo goes just three innings. It's his second shortest start of the season. As Reed Burlingmeier enters, and the runner goes on the first pitch. Here's a pop-up into shallow center field. Acosta going back. Mateo charging in. He's there to make the grab. The throw to first on one hop is not quite in time. Mateo trying to throw on the run. Just couldn't quite get it in front of Kyler Fedko, who's able to hustle back to the bag. One on one pitch to Jarrell Ortega, retired against Reed Burlingmeier. Burlingmeier making his 25th appearance of the year. He's 2-3 with a 5.59 ERA. Does have three saves this season. Been used in a variety of roles. As he picks over to first, Fedko is leaning, but he's able to dive back in under Ortiz's tag. Riders trailing 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth with nobody out. Mentioned for Teodo, the second shortest start of the season for him, with the first being back here against the Wind Surge in his very first start where he went 2 2/3. There's a line drive up the middle past the leaping Caber Rodriguez into center field, a base hit. First and second with one away for Jake Rucker. Rucker's double in the first inning notched his 87th hit of the year. He's playing in his 82nd game, which is tied for fifth in the Texas League. His 87 hits now stand alone for the second most in the Texas League. He has fallen victim 10 times. The ground ball double play, and Burlingmeier would love one here. First offering glides across the top of the strike zone, called a strike. Rucker hitting 283 on the season, 1-for-2 today with a fly out to right, and a double back in the first, in which he scored the first run of the ball game. He bats from the right side, and Burlingmeier spins back to second base, no throw. Burlingmeier, 27 years old, was originally drafted by the Oakland Athletics back in 2018. His black glove pinned to his chest. Now he rocks and fires. There's a bouncing ball left side. Freeman has it onto Rodriguez for one. His throw to first in time. 5-4-3, the 11th ground ball double play for Jake Rucker on the year. And Reed Burlingmeier gets the Rough Riders out of the fourth inning. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded. Four in the books from Riverfront Stadium. We head to the top of the fifth. The Riders trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Eckert. Let's get back to the game.
We welcome you back to Wichita, Kansas, and we welcome back Zach Bigley on the mic.
All right, thanks, Luke. First pitch to Caber Rodriguez is up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Riders trail 3-1 to the Wichita Wind Surge in this top of the fifth inning from Wichita. Bottom third of the order against Morris, and the pitch is up and in. It's two balls and no strikes. It's really a story of two guys on the starting side of things today who struggled in the first inning. One who turned it around, and Andrew Morris. Here's the offering home. Rodriguez fouls it directly back behind home plate, and it's 2-1. And the other who could not turn it around and continued to struggle, that's Emiliano Teodo, who is now out of the game, and Rough Riders have turned to their bullpen. Morris has struck out four, allowed just one hit since the first. The offering is chopped off the plate and leaks back behind home and foul. It's two balls and two strikes. Now the Rough Riders have mustered just one run on two hits today offensively. Liam Hicks double in the first. And Max Acosta single in the fourth. 2-2. Low and outside, missing with the breaking ball. 3-2. Riders have been phenomenal on the offensive side over the last 10 games, averaging over 6 runs a game in that stretch. 3-2. Off the end of the bat, a fly ball into left center field, hanging up for Morales, jogging in. And the left fielder makes the catch. One away. Cooper Johnson stands in now. He lined out to short his first time up. The 8-hole hitter for the Rough Riders. Frisco has won 3 of their last 4 games. During that, they are hitting .362 with runners in scoring position and averaging 8.5 runs a game in those last 4 contests. The pitch hovers across the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. They just haven't had many opportunities today. They're 0-3 with runners in scoring position. 0-1. Johnson flicks it foul to the right side. It's 0-2. Trying to find some late game action on the offensive side tonight. Morris threw 28 pitches in the first inning. He's about to throw his 71st as he goes here in the fifth. He readies and brings it. And misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Morris has been phenomenal here at home this year, an 0.95 ERA, as opposed to a 1.64 ERA on the road, and the pitch is just high, and Johnson couldn't check his swing on an up and outside fastball, strike three. It's the fifth strikeout for Morris. First two sat down here in the fifth, and Daniel Mateo stands in. Riders trail 3-1 in the fifth. Morris deals. Mateo pops it up on the right side. Foul ground. Fedko, the first baseman, over towards the boundary. Makes the catch of the warning track in front of the Riders' dugout and retires the side in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom five next. We'll have some trivia for you when we come back. Riders trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Reed Burleymeyer back to the hill for the Rough Riders after getting out of the fourth inning, picking up a double play. Rough Riders trailing 3-1 to the Wind Surge in the fifth. 3, 4, and 5 new up. Carson McCusker followed by Jefferson Morales and Tanner Schobel. Burleymeyer kicks and fires in. Fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. All right, Luke, you ready for some trivia?
Let's do it.
So my indecisive self could not pick between two trivia questions, so we're going with both of them today. Hope that's all right with you.
Two opportunities for failure. Love it.
Or success. 0-1. All right, down the middle of strike. It's 0-2. Okay, so the first trivia question today is tied into this day in baseball history because Adrian Beltre is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. So, Adrian Beltre is third among third basemen in WAR, wins above replacement, among all third basemen in Major League history. And part one of your trivia question today is tell me the top 10 third basemen in wins above replacement in Major League history. As it looks like Carson McCusker has something in his eye, he's good to go now.
Go Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez would be number one. He technically is not, though, because he had a lot of that WAR as a shortstop. Yeah. So,
does he still make the cut in the top 10? Or
he's not in the top 10.
He's not.
No. Pitches outside. It's 1-2.
Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt is number one.
He is?
Yes. At 106.9. He's the only one above 100 in third baseman in Major League history. And Burleymeyer going to get a visit from Cooper Johnson here. 1-2 on McCusker. All 10 are Hall of Famers.
They are?
Yes.
Okay.
There are 17 Hall of Famers at third base.
And it has to be accumulated at third base.
At third base. Okay.
So I was thinking someone like Miguel Cabrera, but he started at third base. Turn the page.
At least I think so. I don't see A-Rod anywhere, but I see a guy who didn't play a lot of third base on this list as well. So,
really?
Very interesting. Some baseball reference, by the way. Offering home. Chopped out to third. Freeman charges. Picks to his left. Sets his feet. A crow hop. A high throw. But Ortiz keeps his foot on the bag. And it's in time. Nifty play from Freeman. It's one away. And Jefferson Morales bats now.
Let's go with George Brett.
George Brett is number five.
How about Wade Boggs?
Wade Boggs is number four. Okay, so I figured it out. It's accrued either at third base or at designated hitter. The pitch.
Okay.
Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1.
That makes sense.
So it just can't be another defensive position.
Okay.
Oh and one on Morales. Offering in. Check swing and a high fastball. He held 1-1.
Chipper Jones.
Yes, Chipper Jones is on the list. He is number six. Riders trail 3-1 here in the fifth. One one. Down in the dirt. 2-1.
Brooks Robinson.
Brooks Robinson's number seven. Which is crazy. He had more defensive WAR almost than he did offensive WAR. The pitch. Fouled back, and it's 2-2. He's by far the best defensive third baseman of all time. 39 career defensive WAR.
What am I missing in the top five?
You're missing number two, because I gave you Beltre at number three.
Number two.
A little bit more of a harder Hall of Famer, I'd say. The pitch is low and outside, 3-2, but definitely a guy you should
in
get.
Older era?
Yeah, I would say 50s, 60s. Over 500 home runs.
Oh, Eddie Matthews?
Eddie Matthews, yep. You're missing 8, 9, and 10. Mm. Burley Meyer kicks home. Slider, check swing and a miss. He went around for strike three. Two away here in the fifth, and Tanner Schobel saunters to the plate. It's 3-1, Rough Riders trail.
What kind of era are we talking for these players? Any semi-recent?
Number 10 is semi-recent. And then 8 and 9 are a little older.
Okay.
For number 8, you're looking at late 70s through late 90s. The pitch is chopped up the middle to the second baseman, Rodriguez. He fields and throws out Schobel. It's a very pretty 1-2-3 inning for Reed Burlingmeier. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go top six. We'll continue trivia when we come back. Riders trailing 3-1, the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the sixth inning, Rough Riders trying to find some offense. They trail 3-1. Andrew Morris back out for the sixth. He faces the top of the Rough Riders order. Osuna, Liam Hicks, Cody Freeman. We're continuing trivia, looking for the top 10 third baseman in Major League history in WAR, thanks to Adrian Beltre getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. First pitch to Osuna, cuddles with the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Luke is very close. He's just missing 8, 9, and 10 in the top 10. 0-1 on the way. Rifled the opposite way out to left field, carrying on Morales back to the warning track over his head and all the way down into the corner. Osuna races up to second base, and he's there with a double to lead things off here in the sixth. He just served it the opposite way. It went over Morales. And Osuna continues his extra base hit parade. It's his first in a while, but his sixth double in 15 games of the Riders.
How about Paul Molitor?
Paul Molitor, yes. He is at 8. You know, Paul Molitor never won a batting title.
He
had 306 in his
career.
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. He had 353 one year, but Wade Boggs won the batting title at 363 that year. First pitch to Liam Hicks on the way from Morris. In the air out to left center field and shallow. Morales under it. And he makes the grab. Osuna tags and bluffs. And he sticks at second. Hicks flies out to left field. One away in the sixth inning for Cody Freeman now. Riders trailing 3-1.
That's a tough break to hit over 350 and not win a batting title.
Tough to hit in the same era in the same league as Wade Boggs.
Yeah. What do we have for teams? What are we missing? 8 and 10? 9 and 10?
9 and 10. You're number 9, you're looking at a Chicagoan. Both the White Sox and the Cubs. The pitch. Out in the left field and shallow. It dunks in for a base hit. Cardoza puts up the stop sign for Osuna at third. And the Rough Riders have runners on the corners with one out here in the sixth inning and the go-ahead run to the plate of Emelec Ortiz.
We got nothing here.
This player was known as a really good defensive third baseman. Primarily for the Cubs, just 1 year with the White Sox. 1960 to 1974. The pitch is fouled back. 0-1.
Give it to me.
Ron Santo.
Okay. I don't think I would have gotten there.
And then the number 10 player is the most recent Hall of Fame induction at third base.
Scott Rowland?
Scott Rowland.
Has he reached top 10? Wow.
The 0-1 is punched into shallow center field. Ben Ross coming in. This will be interesting. He makes the grab. Osuna attacks from third. Coming home. The throw is right there, and they got it. Perfect throw just slightly up the third base line. Right to Cassetti, who laid down the tag. And Osuna out at home for a double play. So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rough Riders still trail 3-1 here on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Home half of the sixth inning, and Andy Rodriguez takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 3-1, and a double play ended things in the sixth with Alejandro Osuna getting thrown out at home by Ben Ross. Just a perfect throw. So Andrew Cassetti starts it off. A two-run double back in the third inning. It's the go-ahead runs right now. First pitch. Bends away from a high inside pitch from Andy Rodriguez. It's 1-0. Reed Burlingmeier done. He went two scoreless innings. And now Andy Rod takes over on the mound. He winds in the 1-0. Fouled back, and it's 1-1. All right, Luke, so we said one trivia question is done, and so we have one more today. Because I'm very indecisive. So this day, I appreciate that. So this day is actually this day in baseball history.
Okay.
Back in 1911, your favorite year.
Yes.
1-1. Soft grounder off the end of the bat to first. Ortiz vacuums it in. Underhand toss to Rodriguez covering the bag is in time. One out here in the sixth, and Ben Ross, who made that great throw from center, Stanton now. So, 1911, Frank Schulte hit for the cycle on this day. He finished the year as the first player in Major League history to be top 20 in Major League Baseball at the end of the year in doubles, triples, homers, and stolen bases. The
pitch is outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. That's been accomplished three times since. Tell me the players who did it.
This one's going to be really hard.
0-1. Outside. One ball and one strike.
The homers make me wonder, but did Ricky Henderson ever do it?
Ricky Henderson is not on the list. Good guess, though. 1-1. So we get a foul into Johnson's glove. 1-2. One out, base is clear. Looking for three players who finished top 20 in a season in doubles, triples, home runs, and stolen bases. 1-2. Swinging a foul into Johnson's glove. Strike three. Rodriguez with a strikeout, and there are two away. Here's Kyler Fetko.
Has this happened at all lately?
You want me to give you the years?
Sure.
1957. And then two in 2007.
In 2007. Skip the 50s.
First pitch is low. It's 1-0. It's probably the biggest name from the 1950s. I'll tell you that.
Okay. That makes me reconsider.
Offering in way outside. 2-0.
2007.
One of the players in 2007 won MVP.
Oh, I should know MVP in 2007.
2-0. Low and outside, 3-0. This player also had the first 2020 season in a long time.
Really?
The pitch. That's over the heart of the plate, 3-1. 20 triples.
Is this player a Hall of Famer now or no?
No. Not a Hall of Famer. Didn't have a long enough peak. Really good player, though. Three balls and one strike. Rodriguez kicks home. And misses low, ball four. So a two-out walk, and Darrell Ortega in the nine spot steps in now. Player in 1957 is a Hall of Famer and one of the greatest players to ever play. If not the greatest. Been in the news a lot lately.
Willie Mays?
Willie Mays.
That makes sense. That does make sense.
Pitch to Ortega. Just low, 1-0.
Turn the attention. In 2007, I cannot believe I can't think of who won MVP in 2007.
Want me to give you teams?
Sure.
It was National League and American Leaguer. Phillies for the National League. The pitch. Low. 2-0. Tigers for the American League. The Tigers one is definitely harder.
Chase Utley do it?
Nope. Two up, up and away. Three balls, no strikes. If you could see the contemplative look on Luke's face right now, he's
really
thinking.
Digging deep.
He's thinking. Three up, bounces in the dirt off the outside corner. Ball four, back to back walks. Rodriguez with two outs, and Luke Kuechel at the top of the card stands in now. Riders trailing 3-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Luke is trying to figure out the two players in 2007 who finished top 20 in doubles, triples, home runs, and stolen bases. 2007, a player for the Phillies and a player for the Tigers. Kuechel, 1-for-3. He's reached on an error. The pick. Outside corner with a slider for a strike. It's 0-1.
Wouldn't be Torrey Hunter.
He's not Torrey Hunter. It is an outfielder, though.
An outfielder.
Both of these players are left-handed batters. 0-1. Fly ball hit well into left center field. Zavala going back shy of the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch to retire the side. Rodriguez strands a pair. Luke will take over on the play-by-play when we come back. Do you want to know, or do you want to?
Yeah, give it to me.
Curtis Granderson for the Tigers.
Oh, I should have got Granderson.
And Jimmy Rollins for the Phillies.
Should have got Jimmy as well.
All right, Riders trail 3-1. We go top seven next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New arm on the hill for the visiting portion of the seventh. The Rough Riders still trailing 3-1. Our last offense came in the bottom of the third inning, where Wichita broke the 1-1 tie with a two-run double against Emiliano Teodo. A new arm on the hill is Scott Engler. And he gets Max Acosta, who singled his last time up. That broke a streak of 11 consecutive batters retired by the starting pitcher, Andrew Morris, as the first offering from Engler runs downstairs.
Engler was on that really talented 2021 Rough Riders team that's had 23 players make the major leagues off that roster.
Unbelievable. Pitch home, and that one called a strike. Even at 1-1. The Rough Riders trying to repeat history, as they did in 2022. Already punched their ticket as the pitch home runs high and away. Max Acosta.
These oat milkers uniforms look so goofy.
They are a bit goofy. The pitch home fouled back to the screen. Even at 2-2.
The hats is what does it for me. They look like the $5 hats that you get with the elastic band around
them. Yeah, yeah. The jersey itself isn't all that bad. Not great.
Looks a little men's league softball-ish.
It does. As Acosta takes downstairs and the count runs full.
It looked even worse with the Rough Riders because they don't have white in their color scheme. So they wore the white with the cream
the
pants.
The cream pants, yeah. Well, Cody Freeman enjoyed that night.
Yeah,
5-for-5 with two homers. Payoff pitch to Acosta, and he sends it back to the screen. Foul ball. Good opening at bat. Leadoff man in the top of the seventh inning in Max Acosta, who's 1-for-2 today. And Acosta in a two-strike count, trying to avoid the strikeout. He's been great at that this year. Pitch home is taken, and it misses downstairs. Acosta works a leadoff walk. Well, for Max Acosta, his 33 strikeouts this year are the second least in the Texas League among qualified hitters. Unbelievable what he's done at the dish this year. Still so young as well. Engler issues a walk on the first man that he faces. Andrew Morris had himself quite a day. Struggled early, the first two reach, and then he retired 11 in a row. He exits going six innings of one-run baseball. And he gave up four hits, One walk and five strikeouts. Morris settled in after that one run first, and the Rough Riders have been blanked since. Leadoff man aboard in Acosta. He runs, and the pitch home misses inside. There's no throw to be made by Cassetti. It's a stolen bag for Max Acosta. Acosta, for the early part of the year, led the Rough Riders in stolen bags. Swiping his 17th, the pitch home. They peeled down on the check swing, and Zavala was able to hold it back. Two balls and no strikes. Zavala batting from the left side. He's 0 for 2 today with a pair of ground outs, both on the pull side, the second into first. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Zavala took a massive hack, trying to muscle one out of this ballpark and tie the ballgame. For Aaron Zavala, it's been a minute since his last homer, but by the numbers, he really should have one at this point. Pitch home is taken and just misses outside, 3-1. Zavala last night doubled, just narrowly missed a home run. He's been peppering the top of the wall with his extra base hits. He just can't quite get one out of here. Also flew out deep up against the wall. Pitch home, and he works a walk. His 42nd of the year. And it's back-to-back walks issued by Engler here to open his appearance.
To that point, even when the Rough Riders were in Midland in the last week of the first half, there were 30-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right field, and Zavala hammered a ball to right, a fly out of the warning track right into the teeth of the wind. He just couldn't catch a break.
Acosta got a great jump. Rodriguez backed out. Now Zavala going to second, and he's going to make it there. An odd play. Caber Rodriguez hopped out of the batter's box right as this pitch was about to be thrown, and Acosta darted for third. He got there without a throw, and then Zavala was a bit late to follow Acosta trying to move up. The throw went to second and skipped in just in front. So Acosta swipes his second bag here in the inning. He's up to 18. It's the fifth steal for Aaron Zavala. The Rough Riders have the tying run at second base as there's a looping line drive out to shortstop. Ortega is there to haul it in, and Caber Rodriguez becomes the first out of this seventh inning. Good base running from the Rough Riders, who have got aboard with a pair of walks, and they've now tallied three stolen bases in the inning. Here's Cooper Johnson, fakes the right-hander. Johnson today lined out to shortstop his first time up, and his last trip he went down swinging. The fifth and final strikeout for Andrew Morris. Right-handed hitter waves and misses at the first offering and falls behind, nothing and one. Daniel Mateo stands on deck at the bottom of the car. Cooper Johnson's been excellent against left-handed pitching this year. But as of late, he's just had himself a power surge, the 0-1. Misses down and away, and Johnson pulls even at 1-1. Johnson has seen his batting average raise to 242. Pitch home. Misses on the outer edge. It's gone down 4 points today, entering at 246, but there was a point in the year where Cooper Johnson was kind of teetering that 200 line and got hot and has raised it quite a bit. He tanks there, and it's ball three, 3-1. Johnson has notched hits in all but two games here in the month. They had a five-game hitting streak snapped against Northwest Arkansas, but responded with a two-hit night, including a walk-off double as a late called strike by Brandon Tipton. Johnson had already tossed the bat and left the batter's box. He'll have to pick up his weapon and go back to work at a 3-2 count. Johnson entered today hitting .391 in the month of July. That includes a homer and five doubles. The 3-2. Foul tip back into Cassetti's mitt, and Johnson down on strikes for the second time tonight. It's the first strikeout for Scott Engler. And a massive second out. The Rough Riders have the tying run at second base. Down 3-1. Here's Daniel Mateo, who's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a foul out. Adding from the right side, the first pitch from Engler, sent back to the screen. It's been a tough go of things for Mateo at the plate, but if you remember back, he was in the midst of a long drought at the dish. 0-13, I believe, was the streak for him, and he belted a two-run double that gave the Rough Riders the lead back at Riders Field as he watches one off the outer edge to even things at 1-1. So a chance for Mateo to get out of the slump. Mentioned he went 1-2 in his last appearance on Sunday, trying to notch hits in back-to-back games for the first time since late May as he launches a called strike and falls behind 1-2. Alejandro Osuna, who's reached in two of his three trips to the dish today, stands on deck at the top of the lineup for the Rough Riders. The Rough Riders have had a pair of base runners a couple times in the last few innings, but they haven't been able to manufacture any runs. The pitch home, Mateo takes, called strike three, got him looking. Back-to-back strikeouts. And Scott Engler works around two walks to open the frame. The Rough Riders get no runs on no hits, no errors, and two left aboard. We enter the last of the seventh. Riders still trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Andy Rodriguez back on the mound for the last of the seventh inning. Reed Burlingmeyer was excellent, giving up just one base runner. It came on a base hit across two innings of scoreless baseball with a strikeout. Andy Rodriguez got the first two batters he faced out, but then worked back-to-back walks before getting out of the bottom of the sixth. His first offering here in the seventh runs downstairs to Jake Rucker. Rucker bounced into a 5-4-3 double play his last time up. So he takes a called strike at the bottom of the zone. Rucker today 1-3. Mentioned that first inning double gave him his 87th hit, which broke a two-way tie for second place in the Texas League. Watches a called strike on the outer edge that time. Ball and two strikes. Andy Rodriguez in control. Rodriguez has been excellent for the Rough Riders this year. Right-hander, an open stance, now works his way to the dish and misses outside, even at 2-2. Walks haven't been much of an issue for Rodriguez. He's been good for almost one strikeout per inning pitch. That's what he got in the last inning. Misses downstairs, and the count runs full. Rodriguez, originally from Cuba, played a couple of seasons at Miami-Dade Community College as he gets a swing and a miss. He picks up his second strikeout. Carson McCusker digs in. First offering. Cut on and missed. McCusker today, a pair of walks and a ground out. Rodriguez misses outside. Cusker is 6'8" for aim. It's a fly ball into center field. Mateo there, and he makes the grab for the second out of the last of the seventh. Two up, two down against Andy Rodriguez. Jefferson Morales digs in. First offering from Rodriguez, runs down and away. Morales has reached twice today on a fielder's choice and a hit by pitch. He taps this one out in front of the plate. Johnson waving off Rodriguez. Sidearm throw to first in the inning is in the books. A 1-2-3 frame for Andy Rodriguez. And we head to the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders still trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Rough Riders trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Scott Engler worked a scoreless seventh inning. He issued a pair of walks to open his outing and then was able to keep the Rough Riders off the board. Picked up a pair of strikeouts. He gives way to Miguel Rodriguez. Right-hander from Venezuela, 25 years old, making his 27th appearance of the year. Alejandro Osuna in from the left side. Right-hander's first offering is called a strike over the heart of the plate. Rodriguez on the year, 1-6 with a 5.94 ERA. Picked up 27 strikeouts over 33 and a third innings of work. The pitch home. Just misses downstairs. Ball and a strike. Osuna, Hicks, and Freeman do up. It's the fourth trip through the lineup for the Rough Riders here in the eighth inning. It's been a game dominated by pitchers. 3-1 our score in favor of the home team. Wichita wind surge. Rough Riders have out-hit Wichita. Pitch home. smacked down the left field line and trickling into foul ground. It's one run on four hits and an error for the Rough Riders. Three runs on three hits and no errors for Wichita. And that error, a costly one, as Teodo was charged with just one earned run. As Osuna pops one up, back out of play on the left side. Stays alive at 1-2. That error was charged to Max Acosta, the Rough Riders shortstop, to lead off the bottom of the third inning. Luke Kieschel reached and then later scored. It's part of a two-run inning for Wichita. Both of those runs unearned against Teodo. Pitch home, and Osuna leaning back watches a called strike three. Three consecutive Rough Riders have struck out. It's come against two different arms. There was Scott Engler, who worked back-to-back strikeouts of Johnson and Mateo at the bottom of the card. And then to lead off the eighth, the leadoff hitter and Alejandro Osuna down on strikes. Here's Liam Hicks from the left side. Right into rocks and fires, and his first offering misses down and in. Liam Hicks is 1-for-3 today with a double that helped the Riders get into scoring position. And Abimelech Ortiz drove home that run with a ground out to second base. A pitch home, and Hicks takes a bit inside for ball two. Hicksy entered tonight leading the Rough Riders in on-base percentage at .366. In large part due to his walks. He's worked 40 walks this year behind only Aaron Zavala. He watches outside. He's ahead, three balls and no strikes. He's second in the Texas League to only Javier Vaz, who the Rough Riders saw last week, part of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals group, with a .098 walk per strikeout. And he's going to add to that here with a walk. So Hicks is aboard with one gone. That's the 41st walk worked by Liam Hicks this year. And he has struck out 40 times. So now an even one walk to strikeout ratio. Cody Freeman from the right side, and the first offering home is called a strike. Freeman singled his last time up. He's 1-for-3 with a pair of flyouts. Batting from the right side, the pitch home glides a bit outside, even at a ball and a strike. Mentioned earlier that Jake Rucker was tied for second in ground ball double plays this year. And the only player with more after he picked up 11 is Cody Freeman with 12. He takes outside. And Freeman has certainly done some damage with runners on. So the 12 ground ball double plays, you know, is a thumbs down, but certainly he has done his part for the Rough Riders. Second and runs batted in. Some pitch home. He takes a breaking ball called a strike. Freeman picked up his 45th RBI last night, which is tied for ninth in the Texas League. And second on this team to only Josh Hatcher, who is getting the day off. Rodriguez ready. The 2-2 on its way. Tapped softly on the ground out towards second. They flip to second, and Hicks diving into second base. They say he got him. There was that seemingly not a look there for Rucker to flip to second, but he does, and he just catches Liam Hicks before he makes it to the bag. Hicks kind of rounded to go around Rucker, and likely that played into his decision of throwing it to second base. If Hicks was able to take a direct line to the bag, he likely would have been able to get in there safely. And the only play would have been at first. So Cody Freeman replaces him after the fielder's choice. And Ortiz goes after the first pitch and fouls it off down the right field line. Adamemelech Ortiz has been held hitless today. He's 0 for 3. He does have a RBI ground out to his name. Ortiz riding a 5-game hitting streak. Wind blowing a bit in from right field. They check on Cody Freeman at first base, and he's back in safely. Ortiz has 5 homers on the year, but it's been over a month since his last one. The pitch home, runs a bit inside. In the beginning of the year, we saw a ton of high exit velocity from Ortiz, even on outs. A lot over 100 miles an hour. He's gotten back to that swing. 1-1 on its way, and Ortiz takes a bit downstairs. And he has the advantage in the count at 2 balls and a strike. Rodriguez trying to get through a scoreless 8th. Right-hander kicks and fires, and Ortiz takes again. And it misses inside, 3-1. Ortiz has been patient as of late. We've talked about it. It's led to a lot of the success over the last couple of weeks. He has the advantage, 3-1. He hits a towering fly ball into right center field. Playable for Ben Ross in center. And he's over into the alleyway to reach skyward and haul in the out. The Rough Riders get a base runner, but they can't do anything with it. It's no runs on no hits. No errors, and one stranded in the top of the 8th. We head to the home half of the 8th inning. Wichita 3, Frisco 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Brian Shee emerges from the Rough Riders bullpen. Andy Rodriguez is done. Rodriguez was solid, going 2 scoreless innings without allowing a hit. He did issue a pair of walks, but he also picked up 2 strikeouts. Brian Shee, the right-hander, on to face Tanner Schobel in the first offering. Ball to strike. It popped in and out of Cooper Johnson's mitt. Well, the Rough Riders, 4 scoreless innings from their bullpen tonight. Brian Shee trying to keep that going. Right-hander steps back and he's ready to go. The 0-1. In on the hands. Called a ball. Shee on the season is 1-1 across 16 appearances with a 5.74 ERA. Rocks home, and there's a pop-up back out of play. And he has the advantage, 1-2. G has pitched at 3 levels this year. He opened the year with High A Hickory. He went 0-1 with a 0 ERA across 4 outings. He'll allowing two unearned runs across six and two-thirds. As he misses down and away. Then got promoted to Frisco, where he's now making his 10th appearance. He's pitched the majority of his innings, 21 and a third here. Steps back, and he rocks. Just misses. And the count runs full. He's also pitched in AAA Round Rock across three games, where he's gotten hit around just a little bit to inflate that ERA. Pitch home. There's a foul ball back to the screen. Gave up eight earned runs across three and a third at AAA. It was AA ERA 5.06 with a 1-0 record across nine games. Right-hander a high leg kick, and there's a bouncing ball left side. Foul grip. A long battle between she and the first batter he faces and Tanner Schoble. Originally from Cuba, the right-hander rocks and fires and he misses down and away. Schoble wins the battle. Lead-off walk. 7th walk issued by the Rough Riders today. Teodo responsible for four of those. Andy Rodriguez added a pair of walks, and now Brian Chi walking the first batter that he faces. There's Andrew Cassetti, who's 1-for-3 today. He shoots one foul, back out of play. Cassetti's two-run double is the reason why Wichita has the lead, 3-1. A two-run double with the bases loaded in the bottom of the third against Emiliano Teodo. It's the last runs that we've gotten in this game. As Chi throws over to first. Ortiz applies the tag, but Schoble safely back into first base. Cassetti a pair of ground outs tonight to go along with that double. A lot of moving pieces for the right-handed hitting catcher in the box as he takes inside for ball one. Gets into a half crouch, bent at the knees, and then bounces back and forth, waving the bat with it. And right when the pitcher rocks to fire, he pauses that movement and settles in. The pitch home. This is downstairs. 2-1 advantage. Wichita catcher. Ben Ross standing on deck. G working from the stretch. Bounces the front leg. Set at the belt. And the pitch on its way. A bit inside. 3-1. The second appearance for Chi in the month of July. Last coming on July 5th. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball. And he runs the count full. Second consecutive batter. And that one outing, he allowed one earned run across two innings on three hits. Against Arkansas back in Frisco. Pitch home, runner goes. It's in on the hands. Called a strike, and the throw skips into center field. Schoble will go to third base. He has himself a stolen base and advances on the throw that got into center field. But Brian Chi picks up the first down of the inning via a strikeout. Schoble goes first to third. Ben Ross has a chance to pad this lead here in the bottom of the eighth. 3-1 in favor of Wichita. Wind surge, just three hits tonight. Infield in for the Rough Riders. The pitch home, tapped on the ground. Cody Freeman, a diving play, and he lost control of the baseball. No pump fakes home. The throw, not in time. And Cooper Johnson can't believe it. Schoble safe at the plate The second time tonight the Rough Riders defensively have tried to come home and seen a player safe at the plate. Freeman made a tremendous stop diving to his left, and as he got to his feet, he dropped the baseball. But Schobel hesitated, and the throw to the plate was a bit high, and it just barely allowed Schobel to get under the tag. Cody Freeman did a tremendous job keeping that ball in the infield and giving it a chance. But they just couldn't quite gun him down at the plate. It's 4-1 win surge. Runner goes. Cooper Johnson's throw to the left of the bag. Rodriguez has it in a tremendous tag. He's caught stealing. Well, Ben Ross erased for the second out of the frame. Johnson's throw was on the opposite side of the bag. Caber Rodriguez was able to grab it and flip around to apply the tag in time. Ross reached on the 5-2 fielder's choice. Picked up an RBI. There's one hit high and deep out to left field. Zavala going back at the track, and he leaps, and he made the grab. Aaron Zavala, cool, calm, and collected up against the wall, and the inning comes to a close. It's one run on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. It's 4-1 as we head to the ninth inning, where Zach Bigley will return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, here we go to the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trail by a score of 4-1 after an insurance run in the eighth for Wichita. Frisco sends Max Acosta, Aaron Zavala, Caber Rodriguez to the plate. It's 5, 6, and 7 in their order against Miguel Rodriguez, who faced just one over the minimum in the eighth inning. Acosta today is 1-for-2 with a walk. Riders have just 4 hits on the offensive side. We've just seen 7 combined hits today between these two teams. First pitch, Rodriguez fits a changeup on the inside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Aaron Zavala on deck is 0-for-2 with a walk, and then Rodriguez 0-for-3 after that. Stretch of the pitch. Swing and a miss. Up and outside breaking ball. It's 0-2. The Riders only have one inning in this game in which they had multiple hits. It was back in the sixth inning when Alejandro Osuna doubled. And then Cody Freeman singled with him on second, but it was right at Jefferson Morales in left. And so there was a stop sign at third, and Frisco failed to score. 0-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a breaking ball. Elevated. But Acosta behind on it. One away in the ninth inning. On the second strikeout for Miguel Rodriguez. Aaron Zavala bats now. 0-for-2 with a walk. The Riders had been fantastic, hitting .362 with runners in scoring position in their last 4 games coming into tonight. Pitch to Zavala. Fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. But In this game, they're just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. They're not a recipe for success on the offensive side. Emiliano Teodo allowed 3 runs, 2 of them unearned. And another unearned run crossing in the 8th. The pitch fouled in and out of Cassetti's glove. It's quickly 0-2. So the errors coming back to bite the Rough Riders. In this game today, just 2 errors defensively. They trail 4-1, top of the 9th inning. O-2 pitch. Up and away, 1-2. We'll play the finale of this series tomorrow at 1:05. Hope you can join us for some Sunday afternoon baseball in Wichita. Winston Santos makes his highly anticipated 3rd career AA start after a really nice start his last time out. 1-2. He flicks it foul down the left side. It's still 1-2 on Zavala. Santos missed his last start because he participated in the Futures game. Looking forward to seeing Santos start tomorrow. Corey Lewis will go on the other side for the Twins affiliate. Offering, Zavala swings and misses on a changeup away and strikes out. 2 outs. Miners down to their final out here in the 9th inning. It's Caber Rodriguez who stands in. That nice start for Santos against Arkansas. He went 5 innings, allowing just 1 unearned run with 7 strikeouts and 1 walk. So he'll take the ball tomorrow for the Riders. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher with 2 outs in the 9th. The pitch. Slider up and in, 1-0. A win for the Wind Surge would snap their 5-game losing streak. And lost 10 of 11 coming into this game. One nothing pitch. Fouled back, and it's 1-1. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention on this broadcast the graduation of Kellen Strom earlier today up to the AAA level. Strom spent the last 2.5 years with the Rough Riders. Cassetti will go out and chat quickly with Rodriguez. Just an incredible player, an incredible human being. Someone that the Rough Riders will surely miss. Being in the clubhouse last night and getting an opportunity to see some of the guys react to the notion that Strom was going up was really touching. Here's the 1-1. Rodriguez swings and misses, and the Riders are down to their final strike. It's 1-2. The initial reaction from a lot of guys was, no, he can't go up. We need him here. And then, of course, it was jubilation for him to get the promotion. So that just shows you the kind of guy he is. The 1-2, a soft bouncer back to the hill. Rodriguez has got it. Underhand flip onto first base to get Rodriguez, and that's your ball game. Riders drop the 2nd game of this series, 4-1 to Wichita. And they will go for a series win in the rubber match tomorrow. Again, your final score, it's the Wichita Wind Surge 4, the Frisco Rough Riders 1. Luke Maley has your postgame coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around 3rd. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field.
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
The Wind Surge pick up a 4-1 win over the Rough Riders and even the series at a game apiece. Andrew Morris gets the win, improving to 5-2 on the year. Emiliano Teodo takes the loss. He gave up a pair of unearned runs, going just three innings, allowing three runs, one of those earned. With four walks and two strikeouts, he drops to 5-3. Miguel Rodriguez picks up his third save of the year. The Rough Riders drop to 12-8 in the second half, 56-33 overall. A win surge snap of five-game skid, improving to 6-14 in the second half, 37-52 overall in the year. The Rough Riders took an early lead in this one. They led 1-0 in the first inning. Andrew Morris issued a leadoff walk to Alejandro Osuna, followed by a double by Liam Hicks. The Rough Riders had second and third with nobody out. And Abimelech Ortiz grounded out to second base to provide the Rough Riders' lone offense of the day. And then in the third inning, after Wichita evened the score on an RBI fielder's choice, a two-run bases-loaded double by Andrew Cassetti proved to be the difference. That all started after an E6 to open the frame, so those two runs were unearned. Brian Shee allowed a run in that eighth inning. It came on a leadoff walk, a stolen base, and then a 5-2 fielder's choice that the Rough Riders were unable to chop the man down at the plate, and Tanner Schobel brought us to 4-1, which is the final score. You look at the offense today, seven hits between these two teams. The Rough Riders actually out-hit the Wind Surge 4-3. They got hits from the top three in the order in Osuna, Hicks, and Freeman, and then number five in the order in Max Acosta, all of them picking up just one hit. The Riders worked four walks, but struck out 10 times, and the pitching staff also issued seven walks for the Rough Riders. The base runners, not of the many, but the two errors on the Rough Riders proved to be the difference here in this game. And they drop it 4-1, the final, in game number 89 of the year, game 2 of 3 in this series. The Riders will go for the series win tomorrow. We'll talk about that one on the other side when we come back on the Riders post-game show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Final game of this three-game set tomorrow between the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge, the Minnesota Twins AA affiliate taking on the Texas Rangers AA affiliate in the Rough Riders. The Rough Riders dropped this one 4-1 tonight, despite out-hitting Wichita 4-3, a game dominated by the pitchers. It was Andrew Morris who came out on top, Emiliano Teodo taking the loss. Should be a fun one tomorrow as the Rangers' number 15-ranked prospect, Winston Santos, goes for the Rough Riders. The right-hander comes in with a 1-0 record and a 5.87 ERA. He was really good his last time out, lowering his ERA by over 10 points. After his first outing was a tough one back in Frisco, he gets the ball tomorrow for the Rough Riders against the right-hander in Corey Lewis, who is 0-2 with a 5.09 ERA. That first pitch coming at 1:05. You can catch us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Pregame coverage beginning at 12:50 here from Riverfront Stadium. The Rough Riders drop game two of this three-game set, and we're all even at a game apiece. Game number 90 of the year tomorrow on July 21st. Mention the 1:05 p.m. first pitch. It is Winston Santos against Corey Lewis. Should be a fun one. Well, that wraps us up for tonight. A 4-1 loss for the Rough Riders at the hands of the Wichita Windsurge, who snap a five-game losing streak and pull even at 1-1 in this three-game series. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey saying thanks for spending your Saturday evening with us. We hope to catch you back here on the Riders Baseball Network tomorrow, first pitch at 1:05.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!